Have you ever heard the expression, beauty is in the eye of the beholder?
No.
Nope.
No. Kind of. Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to have to talk to these people. How about, the eye is the window to the soul?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, the eyes are very meaningful thing in all of the world. And even in the Bible, it talks about the eye. We're going to read that in just a minute. But even on our dollar bills, look here. I brought a dollar bill with me, a couple of them. Everybody look on the back of that. See that? There's even an eye on the back of the dollar bill. See that?
Yep. I don't think that eye is real.
I don't think so. But there is an eye on it. And some people even believe, and it's probably true, that you can look in the eye and see if a person is healthy or not by studying the eye. There's a study in medicine of you can look in the eye and see how healthy a person is. And the Bible even talks about that. We're going to read that in a minute, too. But the eye is kind of like an attitude, almost. If you think about it, we can look at things, and how we see something depends on how we act over what we see. So let's say if we see the world as a friendly place, then we are more likely to share and give of ourselves and the things that we have because we feel the world is friendly and it has given us enough. But if we see the world as unfriendly and not giving us enough, we're more likely to be selfish and greedy and not willing to share. I have an example. I guess you figured that out. Now, on this plate, I'm going to show you an example of how we look at things.
Oh, can I have it? Nice job.
Let's just open this up. And inside, we will find that this Hershey bar
is just chocolate.
Is broken into lots of sections.
Now, can I have it?
No.
We can all look at this, and some of us might say, there are 12 sections to that little Hershey bar. And I really only need one.
There are two.
And I would be willing to share the other 11 with 11 other people. Or we might look at that Hershey bar and go, chocolate. I'll just put that back into my Hershey bar wrapper and put that back away. And later, I can have all 12 little pieces.
I didn't get it.
Well, let's take a vote, shall we? Who can look at this Hershey bar and go, I'll share all 12 pieces?
Me.
And we're in church now. Who's going to look at the Hershey bar and go, it's all mine?
Me. I need it.
But here's the point. Okay, I'll tell you what. In Sunday school, I'll share, okay? Okay. But here's the point. We all saw the same Hershey bar, didn't we?
Yes. And had different thoughts.
And we all had different thoughts about it, but we all saw the same thing. Now, here's where the Bible story comes in. In Matthew 6, verse 22 and 23, it says, your eye is a lamp for your body. A pure eye lets sunshine into your soul, but an evil eye shuts out the light and plunges you into darkness. If the light you think you have is really darkness, how deep will that darkness be?
It would be really dark, but if I had to choose sleeping or eating a Hershey bar, I'd say eating a Hershey bar.
You're stuck on the Hershey bar.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what Jesus is telling us, though, is that how we look at things determines if we are healthy, with a generous heart, willing to share, or an unhealthy heart who is stingy, fearful,
and selfish.
Right. He says the eye is a window to our body. Now, here's what I want you to do. Open your eyes really wide. Everybody, open your eyes really wide. Really wide. Let me see those wide eyes. If you open your eyes really wide, everything looks beautiful. Everything is wonderful in your life. You look, you see clearly. Everything is so pretty out there. But now, give me that little squinty look. Everybody do that little squint look. Close one eye, squint the other. Give me that eyebrow that's moving up. Like you just really don't believe a darn thing I'm saying. Can you give me that squinty look?
Will we all really get to eat one piece of her?
We're like
No. I'm taking it home.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. That squinty look of disbelief. If you really don't believe something, you squint those eyes. You close them maybe. Then you're closing yourself off from the beauty of God's world. You're closing yourself off.
Well, what if I want
from
to
the
sleep?
Love God has. That's
different. Oh, okay.
So here's what I'm telling you. Look at the world with your eyes wide open. See the love God has, the beauty He puts in your life, and be willing to share that beauty. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes wide. Let us see the beauty of our world, the love that You have for us, and the willingness that we have to share with others. In Jesus' precious name, amen.